Blog Talk Radio.
You want to join our club, huh? You want to join our club?
Is this like...
You
want to be in the club. It's dance.
Is this a doctor?
Is this a doctor?
Is this a doctor?
I'm a doctor.
Doctor, boom, boom, boom. Boom. Welcome and
welcome, guys.
Welcome. It is February 10th, 2075. You bet you didn't even know that.
Yeah. Oh.
With that kind of music playing, it is like we're in the future right now. I ain't even lying.
I just want to shake my body to that music.
I'm shaking it. I'm taking my shirt off and shaking my body to the song.
You see me bouncing my butt?
Wish you could see it, ladies. But guess what? You can't. Because this body doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Mickey's.
Looking for free, but touching Acostia.
Touching Acostia, man. You want to join our club, huh?
Put your damn, look at my goddamns.
Guys, no joke. Hang up. Stop listening to this. Go to YouTube and type in Lemon Initiation. I'm telling you.
It's the first video.
I'm telling you, it's the funniest thing you'll ever watch. Like, your body will start shaking. You'll have seizures from how funny it is. I showed my friend Melissa today. She's like, I can't even stop talking like this accent. I showed my friend Melissa today. I showed her today, and she was rolling. She was, like, dying in class. Like, she, like, you know when you had OP and your legs cross and, like,
your bladder is full of urine?
Exactly. Your knees go above your head. That's exactly what she was doing. I'm not even kidding. It was horrible. Guys, we are starting at 10 o'clock tonight. Why? You want to know why? Should I tell them why, Tetra?
I mean, if you want to, go ahead.
A shark broke into our studio.
His name's Bruce.
Bruce, you might have seen him. I think he appeared in that movie Shark Tale.
I think he was in that movie where they look for this little fish named Nemo. I forgot what it's called. They find him.
Oh, that's right. I'm way off. Excuse me. That's Robert De Niro, the Don. How could I be mistaken? No, but seriously, everything was messed up in the studio today, so we had to start a little later today, and the switchboard was messed up. Toilets were clogged. I mean, somebody's dropping mad deuces in the toilet.
They're dropping those bombs, baby.
Someone's dropping mad bombs in the toilet right now. Just blow it up. I'm not even kidding. I went in there and there was brown everywhere, like on the walls. And the only white parts, it says Dr. Bones. And the rest is just all brown. It was like reverse caca, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just bad. It was a bad situation. Like, as the situation would say, we got a bad situation on our hands, you know?
He says it all the time.
He says it every day. No, but I think tonight we have the band Pepper on tonight. We have the drummer Yasad Williams on. It's going to be good. You think it's good?
I think it's going to be great. You know what I'm saying?
I think tonight's show is going to be sexy. Beautiful than beautiful. This song I'm playing in the back by DJ Blend, Tetra saw him for the first time today. What are your thoughts on him, man?
Dude, I was like, okay, real quick, guys. So I'm at home, right?
He's a cancer.
And so I'm on YouTube, and I remember Doctor telling me about the song. All right, so I'll type in DJ Blend. It's the first video.
Uh-huh.
You know, I click on it, right? And it starts off like blank, like nothing's there, but you can hear the music. And you can kind of see something moving in the background, but not really. And I'm at home by myself, you know, keep that in mind. So then you see a strobe light go off. And little known fact, I was scared of Chucky from, like, when I was little to, like, 12 years old. I forgot to tell Doctor that part, but Jilly, I was scared
of Chucky. You've never told me that.
I've never told you that, but I was scared of him, right? So, you know, the lights starts flashing, and he gets closer.
Dude, it's a DJ, and he's wearing a Chucky mask.
Yeah, and it's a Lady Gaga beat playing. That's not the scary part. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But you see him getting closer every time, and, like, I legitimately, like, got scared. Like, not want to cry scared, but, like I was like, oh, I was good. So then I just exited.
I don't
want to
be in this club.
I don't want to be in the club. It's too scary. Come on.
So you know, like, and look, it's not even the fact that the guy's wearing a Chucky mask. It's the fact that he disappears for a second, he comes up, and the Chucky eyes are glowing. They're shooting lights out at you. Tell me that doesn't make, like, your butt, like, start spazzing.
That makes my butt hairs tingle, you know what I'm saying? That's one of those things that's, like...
I'm not kidding. It's so scary. Like, you can't even believe how scary it is. When I first saw it, like...
You saw it live, right?
I was interested, though. I was like, man, this dude's chill, you know? But, like... I'm not kidding.
But he's going to eat me when I'm not looking at him.
Exactly. Like, when I turn, I feel like he's going to grab me and boil me in a pot with some potatoes and carrots.
Ah, yum.
Yum. This is my...
Yum.
No, that didn't happen. Tetra, you went to... This is a funny story, guys. I would recommend anybody...
Oh.
Mostly... What was that? I would recommend mostly if you're in college or something. They have Jamba Juices everywhere.
Dude, oh, like, Jamba Juice is my thing, guys.
Jamba Juice is amazing. I can't even explain how amazing Jamba Juice is. Tetra,
you know, some people love Dr. Pepper 23 flavors. I have, like... If I can get a gift card to anyone in this world... Jamba, baby.
So when you're sending stuff to us, to our studio, because we get, like, fan mail sometimes written in blood, you know, we don't appreciate that. We don't appreciate that. I can't even talk back to that.
I hate this.
So sometimes, you know, people get crazy. They send us, like, pieces of their wiener.
Oh,
you know? Back up, man. Back yourself up. You know, I got to calm it down, you know? Seriously, if you want to send us a card or something, send us some Jamba Juice. Oh! We're sponsored, guys. We are sponsored for the first time ever since October. Isn't that right, Tetra?
It is, dude.
We were flipping out today. So we come to do our show and whatnot. We have mail that comes to us sometimes, like, where the bands, they send their, like, CDs and stuff that we give away. Like, tonight, we're giving away Pepper CD and Pepper stickers, so... Stay tuned for that. But we were sponsored. We are sponsored by, let me get this package, Mother's Circus Animal Cookies. Ba-boom!
And those are pretty much the best kind of circus animal cookies to get.
They're the best cookies in the world. We got a package of like 30 of these circus animal cookies. That's all they give us because we're cheap, you know?
Maybe it's not a lot, guys.
So literally, they gave us money. We got like some cash, and they were like, you know, spread the word about circus animal.
And they're like,
cookies.
You can only buy circus animal cookies with that money.
That's all we can buy. You know, if I'm craving Oreos, I can't have it.
No.
Maybe I'll stick a little animal cracker between the Oreo, you know, and eat it. But I got to do what I got to do. But we're sponsored, you know. We're doing our
I'm going to wake up in the morning, brush my teeth, you know, with some animal
crackers.
Yeah, you know. That's what I do.
I feel you, dude. It is about... 10 till the hour, or 10 after the hour, it's time to interview Pepper, Yassad Williams, the drummer of Pepper. Should we do this right now?
Yassad Williams.
Yassad Williams. Tetra, you're going to hook it up. I'm going to play a new song off their EP, Stitches. The CD we'll be giving away tonight, Stitches. The song is called Drunk Girl.
Mm. Ooh, you know, that sounds like a blast in a glass.
Exactly. I love the beginning of the song. I just want to say, it starts out, you can't start any better in a song. It just starts out, hey! That's how the song starts out.
Hey, Mambo.
Exactly. All the greats start out with hey. Dean Martin, Pepper, Kaboom. Here we go. This is the song.
Hey, Dr. Bones, let me go set this up real quick.
Set it up, man. This is the song Drunk Girl off the EP Stitches. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey, it's been a long time since I've seen you around. You've made a few mistakes, but you've reached the higher ground. For how long will you stay? And will we watch the sunrise? Oh, I see you see. And your tide's getting high. And I don't believe the screaming words you say. And I don't believe that you go both ways. And oh, the only reason you're here with me is I love a drunk girl. Oh, 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 oh. you push it through the rain. For now I want you to feel that there's no safer place. I hold your hand for you and pull the toilet from the
bed. And my friends don't believe that that's all it takes. And your girl can't believe that I could be that mistaken. But oh, the only reason you're here with me is I love a drunk girl. Oh, 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 yeah. And you're just that drunk girl.
By the beast, Mr. Williams, right here.
How you doing, man?
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. We're sitting in the studio right now. We're watching it in 3D, that video that you guys have. I feel like you're playing the drums on my lap.
Oh, you like that, huh? Yeah.
It feels good.
It feels good.
I've been known to play the drums in laps before, you know?
Really? That's nice. How'd you guys come up with the idea to make this video in 3D?
A friend of ours that he came up with these, because, you know, normally you do like 3D video, it's going to cost you a ton of money and whatnot.
Yeah.
But this guy, he had these killer like 3D rigs, that the HD 3D rigs that he kind of invented himself.
Uh-huh.
And he hit us up about wanting to do a video, and it kind of was perfect timing with the release of the EP in October and the Like a Surgeon tour that we just went on. So I basically invited them out to come out to the shows, and they were perfect because they were like handheld 3D rigs that they could go full gorilla style and get the whole like live show, the crowd and everything. So that's kind of where the whole idea, just kind of like right place and the right time, and you know, timing's everything. So that's kind of how it happened, and then you know, what you see is what you get, and we printed up a bunch of those 3D glasses and send them out to everyone for free. I think you can still get them if you go to pepperlive.com. We'll send you out the 3D glasses.
Right,
yeah,
good. Yeah, if you guys go to the website, you can get the 3D glasses right now.
Pepperlive.com.
Yeah, that's it. Easy name. All right, so let's start this out. How did you and the band initially get started? You probably asked this question like a billion times.
That's why I'm so good at answering it.
Exactly. You should be amazing right now. I want to get an amazing answer.
Basically, we're all from Kona in Hawaii, and we all grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
And Clay and Brett have been playing like with a bunch of different drummers and like whatever, different bands, not technically Pepper. And I always knew him, and me and Brett grew up on the same street right down the road from each other. And I had played drums from when I was real young, from when I was like 10 or 11. And then I kind of quit playing when I was like 13 or 14 because I kind of got burnt out, wanted to just hang out with my friends and surf and whatever. Brett guys, they were whatever going through drummers. And Brett tells Clay, like, well, you know, Yassad, like, you know, he's a killer drummer. He used to be a killer drummer. I don't know if he's been drumming. And so at a party, we were at Kahalu, this beach called Kahalu. It was funny because they had talked about that, and then I kind of was starting to think in my mind, like, oh, it might be cool to, like, start another band. So I saw Kaleo, hit up Kaleo. He's like, yeah, let's try to jam, and we'll get Brett. He's been talking about maybe you jamming with us. And then, so the whole story goes, so I was so rusty because I hadn't played drums in so long.
Uh-huh.
And I go up and I go up and I jam with him at Brett's mom's old house up in up the mountain in Kona, and basically we jammed and I had such a good time. I was like, sick, let's do it again for sure. When should we do it? And then I guess I found out years later that when I left, I guess Kaleo was like, I thought you said like he was like a killer drummer. Like, that sucked. Just because I was so rusty, and Brett's like, I know. And Brett was like kind of feeling bad, like oh, shit, I don't know, maybe I like spoke too soon or whatever. And they're like, okay, so they agreed to another practice, and I guess like according to them, I kind of kicked some of the rust off. And the next practice was like a whole different story, and then kind of went from there, and you know, played around Hawaii for went to different islands a couple times and played around there for. From like 97 till the middle of 99, and then we moved over to California and bought a old van from the 70s, and it was all we could afford. We bought it from two lesbians in Oceanside, Southern California. I swear to God, funniest story ever, but it was just a cheap van that we saved up enough money from waiting tables and bought it. We were living with a friend, and then kind of the rest is history. We hooked up with Volcom, got on Warped Tour, and then hooked up with our good friend Slightly Stupid, started touring with them in the early 2000s. And yeah, just can't believe it. 13 years later, still doing our thing.
That's crazy. I just want to say something. If you guys need a van, I mean, two lesbians.
Just go find two lesbians.
That's the best place to buy a van.
You'll get some great deals.
Yeah, I know. And we were like so like pink and green coming from like these guys from Hawaii that we're like, I mean, we're freaked out about freeways. We're like, whoa. Like this is so, it was like a, it was like sensory overload, you know what I mean, when moved over here. But you know, we're still doing our thing, and it's actually better than ever. I mean, we're having the best time ever. We're doing these. It's just actually we had this idea to do some acoustic shows that it's like our record label Law Records, like Friends and Family, we're calling it, and we're doing them at the end of this month. But unfortunately, they're just in California. Pretty much, we're doing like five shows, but then. We were like, we got to stream one online, so, you know, just to see, like, we're kind of just testing it out over here, and if it goes good, you know, of course, we'll probably do a nationwide one eventually sometime in the future, but just try to get a different aspect. You know, there's people that come to our shows that have seen us, like 10 times, 12 times, whatever, so it's like we want to give them something different and, you know, see if it works, and even if it doesn't work, it's going to be a great time and really fun, but on the, I believe it's Sunday, February 28th of this month, the 28th, I believe it. I know it's a Sunday. I'm 95% sure it's the 28th. We're going to be doing a live stream online that's the last acoustic show out of the handful of shows we're doing.
Where can people find that at?
You can go. It'll be on pepperlive.com. Awesome. We're going to kind of start plugging it probably this next week we'll start really like heavily plugging it, and then you can go to pepperlive.com and there'll be all the links to there to watch it and we started like jamming the songs and making the acoustic versions of them, and I was like this is gonna be super cool, so then I was like, ah, but we only got these five shows, like there's gonna be a lot of bummed out people, so that's how we're like, we gotta do a stream of it. So everyone's got to check out pepperlive.com and tune in on the 28th. It's going to be sick.
For sure. I mean, I got to say, like, if you guys have never seen a Pepper show, I mean, you should watch one, man. They're amazing. I just got to say that. they are. Tetra, you got a question for your son?
I mean, you know, I got one of those basic questions. did you guys get the name of the band?
We're huge fans of comedy, and it's from a Saturday Night Live episode. It's like this skit with Kevin Nealon, and it's every time Kirstie Alley was like the host of the show, they do this skit that was with Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider, and one other guy was one, and they were like these busboys in an Italian restaurant, and they were like the Pepper Boys, you know what I mean? There was this heavy perversion about it, and it's just super funny, and we just, you know, we're fans of comedy and that kind of stuff, so. We're just like, yeah, why not? You know, it wasn't really like a heavy decision. Yeah, I was like, someone brought it up one day, and we're like, yeah, let's do it. Okay,
Pepper, cool.
That's cool. All right, I got a question. I got to settle this right now. Jeff Weers was on our show last week from The Expendables. I'm sure you guys know them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Geoff. That's what I thought. I thought his name was Geoff, and he called me Jeff, so I was like, you know, I'll call you Jeff, man.
I was like, all right, I'll call you Jeff.
I'll call you Jeff.
Yeah.
But all right, but we always ask this, and Jeff has the best story so far, but I'm going to ask if you can top it. Like, what's the craziest thing you've seen on tour? Jeff told me he went to go eat his cup of noodles and somebody took a dump in it. He told me that's
really?
That's the craziest thing you've seen. So, what do you got? Can you top that?
Yeah, well, we were, you know, I got to go to this story. It wasn't even on tour. It was, we were going out to see our friends play up in L.A. at the Henry Fonda Theater. We were going to see NoFX play, and the Expendables were playing with them, actually. They were opening them up for them, so this is kind of ties in perfectly. And our buddy Fletcher, who plays guitar for Pennywise, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Fletcher, seen Fletcher. He's a huge mammoth of a human being.
Yeah.
And it was right before we went on in 2009, went on the Jägermeister tour, us and Pennywise co-headline. And so I show up, go see all the boys backstage, and I see Fletcher. I'm like, yeah, Fletcher, psyching, the tour is starting soon. He like just points at me. He's like, 2 months, you're mine. I was like, oh God. And I could tell he was like getting pretty hammered. And I was like, uh-oh. So then we go watch the show, and he, first of all, he gets into a fight with one of the security guards, talks his way back into the show by himself, talks his way back in. Like, I don't know what kind of like, I mean, the guy must have been a lawyer in his past life, but talks his way back
in.
Then he's on stage and jumps on stage. NoFX starts to play Brohim. He sings it. It's probably some of the most horrible singing I've ever heard in my life. And then proceeds to start to rip all the drums off the drum riser. And then takes Fat Mike's bass and breaks it and destroys like half the equipment on the stage and pretty much ruins the show.
Uh-huh.
And then Melvin came out and started playing his accordion like he does on some NoFX songs, and Fat Mike started singing some random stuff to it. And it was the best thing ever afterwards. Fat Mike comes up to me, he's like, hey, you just experienced a true NoFX show. I was like, all right. And then, so that was, it was like Fat Mike was like so into it. I was like, that's so sick. He basically just like stopped you guys' show and ruined half your equipment. But
he's
so fired
up.
Yeah, the guy's truly punk rock. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's crazy. Crazy story. I'd be astonished if I saw that in the crowd.
Oh, it was awesome. It was so entertaining.
Crazy.
You can go check it out on YouTube. Look it up on YouTube. Yeah, there's videos of it on YouTube. It's nothing short of epic.
I'm gonna do that right now.
Speaking of YouTube, I was watching the music video for "Give It Up."
Yeah.
And the theme of it's that weird science movie, isn't it?
It's what? I'm sorry.
The theme of the video. Did you get the inspiration from the Weird Science movie?
You got it.
How did that come about? I think
it goes back to us, why we named ourselves Pepper. We're just fans of like funny stuff and comedy and you know what I mean. We're like, okay, Weird Science. There's a super hot chick in the movie. You know, it's basically like these guys creating their perfect chick. We're like, okay, we're in, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So we just did it, and it turned out super fun, and we got the perfect model. That she was this Victoria's Secret model that played the part, and then the hottest chick in it was actually the little person at the end.
All right, so we're running out of time, but we'll get you on this question. Last question we always ask every band, cliche. What advice would you give any other band that's out there trying to make it right now?
I think you got to tour. You got to start your own record label, and you got to tour, and don't share any of your money with all the corporate like BS that's out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a lot harder than you think. It's not. I mean, some bands out there get lucky, and it just happens for them, but for the most part, it's not all glammed up like a lot of people think it is. So just be ready to hit the pavement. But at the end of the day, it's the best job in the world. So
yeah, that's cool. Well, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot for coming on the show, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey,
no worries,
guys.
Thank you, guys. Aloha.
That was Yassad Williams, and I gotta say, that's one of our best interviews.
Dude, that was nice. You know what that I've noticed?
What?
Every band kind of gives their own little spin on what it takes to make it.
Dude, every band changes at the end. Like last week, Jeff Weirs, don't break up. That's all I had to say.
And then one was like, yeah, you know, stick together.
Stick together. One was them like, love your partners or something, like love your bandmates. I think that was Wayne Hoskins' band. Like every band. We have like 4 minutes left, so let's just do this right now. Guys, get on your computers. Get ready. We're going to give away. Where's it at? Hand me that, Tetra.
Here you
go. Okay. We're giving away a Stitches EP signed by the band, by Kaleo, by Brett, by Assad, Yee, as his friends call him. We'll be giving this away right now. Tetra, it's your honors. You can give them a code word. You guys got to go to www.thedrbonesandtetrashow.webs.com. Go to contact us. Go there. Hold on. Let us log on here so we can see who pops up first. All right. We're in. Tetra, tell them the code word. Go to contact us. Type in your stuff, your phone number, blah, 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 like we said yesterday.
Yeah. First, last name, get your phone number.
Do that.
All right, guys.
That's it. There you go. See you, Tetra.
This is going to be two words. Ready? Ray-Ban.
Ray-Ban. That's it. Boom.
That's it. Right there.
Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do, homie.
You know, because I love myself some Ray-Ban.
I love them.
I got some Ray-Ban glasses, some Ray-Ban sunglasses.
And we're done.
I love you guys.
We're done already, guys. Who has won? Tetra, go out the name.
Read it. Oh, let me see real quick. Justin Threech.
That's it. It's over.
Dude.
You won, my man.
Sorry, man. I mean, you know, sorry for everybody else out there.
Nebraska. Dude. I ain't gonna lie. I hate shipping stuff out. But you know what? Fan of Nebraska, don't even trip. You have won. And to the other five people behind him, five people.
Dude, that was like a milliseconds behind.
That was really fast. The people behind him, really, I ain't going to lie, my aunt, she was like three spots behind him. Oh, well. You're getting a sticker, though. She's going to get a sticker.
I don't even know how you could type that fast.
I don't know how to do type that. You probably hacked into our system.
They have TV rewind our show real quick?
Let me go outside and make sure he's not tapping into our thing. But, but yeah, all right. You left your phone number. We will get back to you right now. We will text you.
This morning.
This morning we shipped off the rave tickets for Crush 3 to Leslie Flores. You have those.
They should be there.
If you're listening right now, you're welcome. You're welcome. $40 tickets, you're welcome.
Yep.
Justin, we will get to you. Tonight we will call you, give you information, send you the CD off. And for the other people, we will give you a pepper decal. Yeah, we have some pepper decals. We'll be giving those out. There's about a minute left. Today's a great show. Really great.
Yeah, I mean, good interview. You know, good stuff.
I mean, we came in today, like, we were kind of tired, and we're like, you know, I don't know if today's show is going to be that good, but today, we rocked it.
We do what we do best.
We do what we do best. We come on here, provide you guys with laughs. Let me go a little overview. Next week, Wednesday, we have Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad. Say that five times. Bet you can't.
Nope.
You can't do it. We have Melody and Tyler on a little after that. Best name ever. That guy's cool. And I know you guys are hanging right now. Jake Shimabukuro. You're like, what happened to this guy? They're supposed to get this guy on. You remember that?
No, Mike. 2 years ago, you're going to have him on.
2 years ago, we're supposed to have him on. You know, but this is what's going to happen. What happened was, like, when his CD came out, he was supposed to be on that week. And that's, like, the only week he had open for, like, the next, like, month. Because he's going to be touring every day.
His tour, yeah.
Yeah. And so I was talking to his agent, and I think it's March 17th is what we have set right now. Because from February 24th, I think, to March 7th, he's going to be in Japan.
17th is Thursday.
Yeah, it's a Thursday. But I'm saying when he comes back from Japan, boom, he's going to be on the show. And that's going to be great. We also have Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, who are going to be on, another amazing band. They're all connected. Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, Revolution, The Expendables, Pepper. All these bands are connected. It's so cool. And they're like,
I don't know, baby.
It's amazing. Thank you guys so much for listening tonight. We'll play Drunk Girl again for like the last 10 seconds. This is Dr. Bones.
This is DJ Tetra. Today's a great night. Could be great.
All day, every day, justice.
Hey, it's been a long time since I've seen you around. You've made a few mistakes, but you've reached the higher ground. For how long?